Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what up, folks? It's your man, Beach Bum Gun, live on the off-ramp on this wonderful August 7th, 2013, 11 p.m. Eastern. Sorry about last night, couldn't get on. Not gonna lie to you. Didn't have technical difficulties. Didn't have any issues, whatever. But I was tired, yo. I got a newborn that wakes up in the middle of the night. He's not even that bad, truthfully. When we were used to getting 5-6 hours of sleep, and now you get like 3 to 4, and it's broken up. Joint ain't good, B. So hopefully we get to catch up tonight, rap to a couple people before I knock out, because I still ain't tired. There's a good chance I can tell y'all I love y'all, peace. Not take no calls and go take my ass to sleep, but we'll see how it goes. You got anything you want to talk about, feel free to call in 646-915-8680. First, you know, big topic in sports today is that Riley Cooper, my man, Extra Money, what's going on, son?
What up?
Not much, man. How's life treating you?
It's good, man. It's good. What you doing to my nephew over there, man? Got that man screaming and taking pictures, yo. I got all the evidence, yo.
Yeah, you see him in his jail, uni, yo?
That don't mean you gotta be treating him like that, yo. Need you to coddle him, man.
Yo, kid doesn't like getting naked and taking baths, yo.
So that's what those are?
Yo, kid don't like having his wang out, yo. As soon as you pull his penis out, yo, to wash it, yo. Kid pisses. He screams and screams and screams, and then knocks out, yo. Like,
yeah,
like he'll
be cold.
Yeah, he screams himself to sleep, yo. And I don't know why he ain't cold. We don't have central air, and we ain't got no air in that bathroom. So if anything, he'd be hot. You know what I mean? Like,
okay.
We bathe him in that bathroom because we know it's not cold. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But Kid don't like getting wet, yo. You know, black folk, yo. He don't like getting in that water.
He don't like the water.
Nah, yo. Kid goes full extension in his little tub too, yo. Like he be trying to hold himself down, right? like he doing the spider web in Ninja Warrior, yo.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be tough, especially when they slippery. You start moving. You got a good grip on them because you try to wash them while they move. Tough.
Test your skills
in the tub. You got a baby.
It's so funny how being a new parent is, because I was going to say, you know, man, I'm going to keep them real clean. I'm going to do every single thing in the world for them. We in there bathing them. He starts pissing. It lands right in his tub. I don't dump that water at all. Yo. I still be using it. Like you can only do so much.
You figure for 9 months, yeah, it was in the same feces and water, pee-infested, urine-infested water. Oh, it's all good, huh?
Yeah, man, Michael Phelps said professionals piss in the water all the time during the ARE show. Why not my son? Crazy stuff. You got anything you want to rap about in particular?
Nah, man. I know we missed the show a couple times, man. I don't know if y'all ever talked about it, yo. But I'm good, yo. I mean, besides Snowden getting a pill from Russia, which is old news, but I feel like like with Snowden getting asylum from Russia, yeah, I definitely like the move on President Obama by not meeting with that dude, you know, because, you know what I mean? Like, yo, how you going to get that dude who ratted on us asylum, you know, like if it was a Russian dude, you know, like, you know what I mean? Like, what would you say if he did the same thing? I mean,
I thought that was the whole issue of why Putin said that he would give him asylum because we done took Russian people.
And maybe. I don't know. So if he's trying to repair relationships, yeah, that ain't a way to start.
Yeah, I don't know. That joint's weird, yo. What you think about Riley Cooper, yo?
Yo, man, like I don't know. Like, I watched First Take this morning, yo, and, like, Skip was really going in on the dude, yo, talking about, like, y'all should have cut him. And, y'all missed the opportunity to like, set an example, to say, like, you know what I mean, like, that word isn't acceptable and all this other kind of stuff and all this other kind of stuff where I kind of was, like, in the middle of him and Stephen A. Stephen A. was like, he should have been fined by the NFL, suspended a couple games, something. I'm like this, man. Like, yeah, it was done. Like, but that was his personal thing. He really had nothing to really do with the Eagles, per se. Like, I sent him a sensitivity training. Yeah, I did fine him, although I would have liked y'all to say, like, how much it was. He was fine, because, like, when Kobe did the whole, and when Kobe said the gay slur, and who was the other dude from the Pacers, when he said no homo, like, they put it out there. The NFL was like, yo, you got fined, like, $75,000. You know what I'm saying? Like, at least they put it out there, that number, so people can at least feel like he was punished in some kind of form or fashion. So I would, my only thing would say is that, like, I think y'all should have definitely just at least at minimum said we fined him this was his punishment, so people can get off of it. So I think that's the only reason why they're really on it now, because they don't feel like, you know what I mean, he got sent home for a couple of days. We already talked about the whole sensitivity thing, like, what did he really learn? And so how are you going to accept somebody's apology when you don't really know what exactly he got punished for? You know what I'm saying? By missing a couple of days of work. Right.
See, my opinion is, and I'm not trying to be a homer because of the Eagles, I would say this on any football team, you can't cut a guy for saying the N-word. You can't suspend a guy or, you know what I mean, suspend him from games for saying the N-word. As egregious as it was, you know, people say the N-word every day, B. So then you're going to put the commissioner, right. Like, if the commissioner got involved, like, so what you saying, that only black people can say the N-word and not get in trouble, and only white people get in trouble? Like, are you going to start suspending everybody here gets caught saying that? And then, like, what if a Spanish dude says that? Are you going to say that he gets suspended like Riley Cooper? Are you going to class him in for the black people and let him go? Like, right. unless you say this word can't be spoken in the locker room at all or on the field at all, like even the whole Kobe thing, that he got fined $100,000 for saying the F word. And but they say the N word all the time on the court and no one says anything. Like, right. So it'd be tough. It's tough to get involved like that. Like, I understood what Skip was saying with the whole, you know, make a statement that this word is evil, which it is, especially the way he used it in hatred and the malice. But I go back to the, you know, the conversation that we had with your wife, and it's like you can't punish someone so severely when it's used regularly just because of the color of the skin. Like, you can't punish Riley Cooper because he's white and he said it, and not punish the black people that said it, because the word is still the same.
Right. No, I agree. And I don't agree. That's what I'm saying. I was kind of in the middle. I don't think he should have got cut or, like, suspended. I would just want the fine. Because Stephen A. was saying, like, yo, the Eagles could have at least put the fine out. Like, could have at least said, like, yo, what was his fine? You know what I'm saying? Like, because he was saying, he made the correlation, although I don't think it was kind of a great one, but he was saying, like, people forgave Mike Vick because he actually did time. You know what I'm saying? So they saw he was out in front. He gave a sincere apology, owned it, but he also did time. Like, if he would have just did the whole sincere apology but never, like, really did anything or really got face jail time or whatever, you didn't know what his punishment was, they probably would
he was basically saying you probably wouldn't have been so quick to, you know what I mean, like, forgive somebody, you know what I mean? So, but yeah, I agree with you too, though, as far as the whole, you can't come down. So, and it was, but, well, basically, Skip was also saying that it was the way and the manner he used it, because he, like, said all of them. He said all of them, all the niggas. So it wasn't like some, like, one person saying, oh, that nigga, who said, like, all of them up, like, all the niggas up, like, you know what I'm saying? So it was kind of like in a hatred manner. It wasn't kind of like, because, you know, it was telling because, you know, Scott Van Pelt, I know you listened to the show. Remember, he was, did you hear his show when he was saying how that's what he used to use it when he played
that
round?
Yeah, man, he's from your stomach, bro. That's how y'all treat white folks in your neighborhood. Yeah, y'all let them call y'all niggas.
Yeah, that was Maryland. Yeah, he was at Maryland. I don't know. But he was like, that's what he thought. That's what he said. I mean, he was truthful, though. He's like, yo, that's what I thought. I mean, I didn't know any better. Like, that's what people were saying. You know, like, so they called me that. I was like, calling people that. Like, that was an everyday thing. Nobody. So yeah, I agree, though. You can't just punish, like, one race. Like, you have to definitely come down on all every time you hear the word in the locker room, whether black, white, man, whatever.
Yeah, like, you want to make a statement. Like, the funny thing is, if you want to make a statement, tell black people they can't use in the sports. See what type of uproar you get. You know what I mean? Like, that'll make white people stop using it. That's what black people got to understand. Like, if we stop using it, white people stop using it.
That is true. But, like, if you start punishing black people for saying it, that definitely get motherfuckers to be like, yo, hold on, pause. Yeah, yo, we're getting fined for this stuff, yo. Like, you're saying, this is, we need to start to come up with a new word.
Yeah. Yeah, in other news, yo. Yeah, this joint is so gangster, yo. Have you seen the way people are snatching purses now, yo?
Nah.
Son. So, so your wife pulls up to the gas station. She gets out the pump her gas. Does she lock her door?
Probably
not. Yeah. So where's her purse? In the passenger seat. So dude is rolling up next to people, like they're on the other side of the pump, or like on the pump that's like side by side, like either like they're just not getting out of their car, opening up the other passenger's door, and taking out their purses, yo, and acting like nothing ever happened, yo. Like people don't even notice it. They have on film like 40 of these people, yo.
Wow.
They're called sliders, yo. They got one dude got caught, yo. He got ran over, yo. Kid missed the point to get back in his getaway car, yo.
They call what?
They're called sliders, yo. So make sure you tell your wife, lock their doors, yo. Because, dude, they get into, yo, and it's so smooth, yo. It's like, yo, you get out your car, depending on what side, especially, I mean, the only way you're kind of good is if your gas tank is on the passenger side, but if your gas tank is on the driver's side, they're getting you, yo. Like, the people, I mean, dudes is like, dudes is walking up, open up the door real easy, yo, and just snatching stuff and closing the door real lightly, yo.
Real lightly and just dipping in their car.
Yup.
Wow. That's crazy. I'll tell you what, man. Hey, you know, they put, oh, I keep saying, you know, all these thieves, you know, they just put their little, just a little bit more effort, you know, into real shit. You know, they be rich, you know, like legal stuff. You know what I mean? Like, they come up with all these schemes for how, like, you know what I mean? Everybody got a hustle. That's their hustle. I'm just going to steal a purse. But if you come up with a real hustle that's legal, instead of, like, trying to go to jail if you get caught, like, you know, you'll be a rich people being rich people. That's crazy.
But now, okay, but is their desperation and their hustle out of desperation? Like, are you only, do you only start doing this stuff because you're desperate?
I mean, well, these dudes, I'm looking at the video now, yeah. Like, these dudes, they rolling up in nice little whips, though. So I don't know how desperate they are, yo. It ain't like these dudes. Look at you. You look like you got some fresh kicks on. Look, you got some fresh, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think they definitely desperate, yeah. I think at this point, yeah, I think it's kind of like a karma opportunity. That's what I think they see it. And so that's what I'm saying. If somebody, they were probably sitting around, smoking a blunt, figuring out how they can make a move, how they can get their money out, you know what I mean? And if you put that same effort and into a legal matter, that's what I'm saying, they could probably make a killing. And without, you know what I mean, facing jail time.
Yeah, you're right, man. I mean, jail people, man, I still understand how they be making like radios and transistor radios and all that stuff in jail, you know?
Right. Yeah, nah, but this is the thing with the jail things, too. Like, I forgot what show I was watching, something about the jail, yo, and he was showing the Clippers journey, how they take that little razor, yo, and attach it to a toothbrush, yo, and that's how they be shaping people up. Yo, ain't no way somebody cut my hair with that, yo. Ain't no way, yo. Son,
I can't
that joint,
they
took, well, you got razors,
they
so they got, well, they have, but you have razors, so what they do, you know, I mean, you can have razors so you can shave. What they do is they'll break the razor, get the little blade out, right, and then little plastic joint out, and then they'll sharpen it, and then attach it to a toothbrush, and he was cutting people hair with it, like giving people fades out there, you know, like by sharpening the little plastic razor part. I'm like, ain't no way I'm letting you touch my head like that, you know, like this is not what happened, you know. You know what I'm saying, you know?
Yeah. Like, I'd be a woody dude,
y'all. Right.
I'd be a woody.
Yeah. Go all
be
my hair.
Woody dude,
yeah. 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 The way I love you.
Man, so what else is going on in this show, y'all? You
watching Shark Week?
Yeah. Son, I tell you, the most a lot of Shark Week is, you know, repeat. Yo, that whole Megalodon, did you watch that?
The what?
The Megalodon, the search for Megalodon.
Nah, I ain't watched that.
Yeah. So, they started seeing how, like, it all started where, how did it start? They found a beach whale with its tail ate off. And like, they started finding, like all these, like, nests and all this stuff. So they thought that in South Africa, during a certain migration period, there was a megalodon shark in the water. Like,
mm-hmm.
eating whales, B. Like, 100
That's
foot.
That's a big fish, you know. You can eat a whale, you know. I mean, it's cool, the sharks. I wouldn't have thought a shark would be able to eat a whale, you know.
Nah, I mean, they talking about a shark that's over, I think they said over 100 feet long, you know. They talk about it comes up and, like, that's how they used to eat whales back in the prehistoric days, but they thought they got extinct. Well, they thought they found one, so they did this whole hunt thing. Yo, they had me boosted, too. If you guys see it, yo, this show had me captivated, yo, just like a TV show would. They doing all this research and all this stuff. And at the end, they're like, okay, well, you know what I mean? They made a whale. Be like, you know how they're making them fake seals to tug around?
Uh-huh.
They have the shark up and bite it. Well, they made a whale, B. They made a whale, son. So they're telling this during the middle of the night, and they're watching the monitors, and they let all this blood in the ocean, all that chum. And it was like a school shark shit. You know, it got real dramatic. And the dude was like, yo, all the sharks are gone. This is the time. And he was like, why do you say that? He was like, because sharks will eat other sharks. So if the other sharks left with all this blood in the water, that means something bigger is coming. So they hopped in this cage. So they hopped in like the little shark cage because they wanted to try and tag it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So they hopped in the shark cage and dropped it in the water. Now it's the middle of the night because they say, you know, that's when sharks really feed is at night. Son, the boat rocks. The power goes out. the cage gets tossed. The two people are just out in the ocean, and the whale is gone.
What?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Hold on, they don't show nothing else?
Nah, yeah. I think it was another whale. Because you see how it gets, like, because they say this is actual footage. It's never been shown before this date. Because I saw it on the premiere. Like, you see water shoot out. And then you see, like, a big, like movement. And then you see the boat rock. Then the power go out. And you hear the people screaming. And then, like, they're like, yo, where's Doug? Where's Nancy? Because the two people that are in the cage, like, the cage got flipped. So, like, they're out the cage. They're just in the water in the middle of the night with blood all around them.
Wow.
So they see them. They take the boat because they're far away from the boat. Like, these dudes are just in the middle of the water. So they take the boat and they go scoop them up because they see them with the spotlight. And the one dude gets on the boat and was like, I think I got him. So they was like, go turn on the tracking device. And, yeah, you see the tracking device. So you like, hold on. Like, yo, they really track something. But you know what happens, yo? So the joint starts diving. He was like, yo, it's already dived at 3,000 feet, 4,000 feet, 5,000 feet. No, no, no. Don't go. It died at 6,000 feet in one way because their sensor only goes down to 6,000 feet.
Wow.
So they never could track them again. I'm like, hold on, yo. You got to be kidding me.
Crazy. Right.
So that's my shark story. I was captivated, but I think they got me like a reality TV show.
Right. Yo, my whole thing is that, like, well, they were talking about how, I just started watching. I was watching it in and out. But I know they were talking about how, like, the shark bites are up for whatever reason. I'm like, you know, that's all dumbass fault, you know, like human shark bites. Like, we're not intended to be their food, but they bite us. I'm like, yo, it's stories like what you just said is the reason why that number's up, you know. Like, because we just getting dumb, like, yo, we just doing dumb stuff, you know. Like, you know what I mean? We were watching a story about the dude who, like, lost his whole hand and lost part of his thigh or leg or whatever, you know what I mean? And then guess what? You know what I mean? He's back there diving again, you know, diving with sharks, yo. You didn't learn your lesson at all, yo. You know what I mean? like you gotta think about it, yo. Like, we put all this bait in the water and we hop in a cage. They're not blind. They see us. You know what I mean? So they associate us with food. You know what I'm saying? So if you're associating us with food, how they gonna tell the difference? They don't know who's who. They just know it's food. They smell blood. They see us. We're feeding them, hand feeding them at some point, sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
I was watching that dude say, yeah, they do these whole little shark expos where you can hand feed sharks. And
right.
50 feet away, there's kids in the water. It's like, no wonder.
Right, that's what I'm saying. You know, like, these dudes don't know nothing. They don't know nothing better. I just think they get. It's kind of like the same pit bull thing, blame the owner type of thing. To me, I don't think the dogs are intended to just be. They bred to be violent. All dogs are bred for a certain purpose. You know what I mean? But they're not the only species, right? But I just think they're dumb owners, and then they just get a bad rap. Well, I'm thinking the shark's getting bad raps. I know they got a whole. I know Jaws. You know what I mean? Exacerbated a lot of it, but. You know what I mean? We going in cages, putting chum in the water. Now, the ones doing for research, okay, I can understand. But we doing a whole lot of dumb stuff, yo. So we deserve to get bit sometimes, yo. Like, you know what I mean? If it happens one in 50 chances, yo, I'm like, yo, you deserve to get bit, yo. Because this is your 50th chance, yo, that you were down there in a cage, yo. What's the likelihood of you, you know what I mean, if the cage getting flipped like you're saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, shit. I would probably go down in a cage if I knew it was safe. But from what you just told me now, yo, I didn't know that shit was possible for it to get flipped until you just said something.
No, you didn't hear about the story of the guy who was in the cage on vacation. He was doing the shark feeding, and a bull shark, like, they dumped the cage and he got in. And as soon as he got in, like, there was a bull shark giving birth, like, in that water. Yeah. So the bull shark got scared, like, got spooked because, you know, it's near its young, and started ripping the cage apart. And dude had to, like, and, like, the shark got stuck in the cage and started, like, wilding out while in the cage. And dude had to actually swim out of the cage just to survive.
No, I ain't see that either, yeah. But, yes,
yeah,
I thought that cage was kind of like, you know what I mean? I thought that cage was impressionable out there, you know? So I was like Mike Tyson out there.
Yeah, I thought so too, yeah. Yeah, I ain't diving with no sharks, yo.
Yeah, I ain't going to be able to do it. Nah, I mean, they're good,
yeah. I don't know what's going on, yo. Like, or scuba diving, yo. Did you listen to Dan Patrick today? Or yesterday? It was yesterday. He was talking about how he went scuba diving in, he said he was somewhere. I think he said we're somewhere in the island. And he said it's like a mental thing. It's like they put this like little mask on you and they dump you in the water and you're like real deep. He's like, and at one point, like he realized, like, hold on, like I have to breathe through this thing. Like, hold on, am I really breathing? Is this thing working? And people swim away from him. He said he was just surrounded by a school of fish, and he started panicking, like, I got to get the hell out of here. And just left everybody. And
wow.
Swam back up, you know. And then he said, yeah, something's not working. The guy was like, I'll fix it for you. He's like, no, that's all right.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't know. I always wanted to go scuba diving, yo, but. Yeah, snorkeling I've done, but I don't know. Scuba diving may be a little bit much. I don't know. Who knows? Depends. You know, if it's a reef, but there's reef sharks too. So, I mean, I think it's all about respect. But at the end of the day, I feel like if we're just out there, like, snorkeling and you don't pose a threat, I would have to have a pole or something. Like, I have to swim with a pole or something, you know. Ain't no way I'm going down there just a bare hand, you know. Absolutely not, yeah.
Yeah, see, I don't know if I could do that because I would, like, I don't know what a shark looks like when he's going to attack. Like, I don't know if a shark's coming up to me just swimming. Like if you're scuba diving, like, there's a school of fish that'll swim past you, and they're just swimming. But, like, I don't know if they're trying to. Like, if a shark is just swimming, it's just actually, like, I'm in his path, and he's just going to swim by. And he's looking at me, I'm looking at him. I'm not going to let him get the drop on me. I'm stabbing him.
Well, that's the thing, man. I think, because I've seen people use the pole before, and it was like, you're basically, your comfort level is breached, Joe. It's kind of like that 3-foot space. So, like, you're all in my space. I'll give you some space. So that's why you just use the thing, just to kind of, like, you know what I mean, poke them and be like, all right, yeah, like, keep going. Because I don't think, like, if they're just swimming in the water, they're looking to, you know what I mean, see us as prey at that point. I do believe that part, but when we got chum in the water and all that other kind of crap, you know, like, I mean, at that point, you know, I don't see how they can distinguish. Like, how can you distinguish that, you know? That's like putting my finger in the middle of a hot dog bun with the hot dog in it, you know, and you come take a bite of it. Like, how do you know that that's my finger? You know what I mean? I ain't know my finger in a bun. You know? Like, you see the hot dog, you see a bun, you're going to eat that joint. Like, you know, come on, yo. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, yo.
Yeah, that's why I don't mess with that ocean, yo. Like, I don't mess with that ocean at all. It's just, it's too much unknown, yo. The ecosystem, you know what I mean? Like, if you believe in global warming, and I don't know what the hell's going on down there, yo. It's just that angle deep, yo. Give me some chlorine, I'm about it, yo.
That is true, yo. That is true, because the little shark dude, he was scuba diving, and he didn't get killed by a shark. He got killed by a stingray. It's that little crocodile hunter, dude. Oh, we talking about sharks, yo. We got other predators down there that can get you just as good.
Yeah, man, I'll mess with it. I mean, I hope that one day I get courage up enough to go. If I go scuba dive, I need to be at a position where I can be like, yo, if I ain't feeling it, I gotta be able to come back up, yo.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, we only got 10 seconds left, yo. Tomorrow, if you got time, yo, find the search for Megalodon.
Right.
That joint crazy. And I'll write to you tomorrow, right. My brother.
Holla.